This is Unpublished Opinion for June 14th, 2006. I'm Simba's mom. On today's show, I went running and two movie reviews, An Inconvenient Truth and Prairie Home Companions. So first up, everyone, I did actually go running yesterday for an entire mile. Actually, it was more running, walking, but it was good to get back out and running. I tried out my new shoes that I had gotten for my birthday, and I really liked them. They were just the newest version of my regular shoes. These ones are pink, or white with pink. The other ones were white with purple. And pretty much they're the same. I didn't notice too many differences between the earlier model, so I enjoyed that. And I'd like to thank everyone for their comments encouraging me to get back out and run. I do appreciate all of the comments, and hopefully I will go running again tomorrow. So next I'd like to do two movie reviews. As I had hoped, over the weekend we were able to see two films. The first film we saw at the 10:20 a.m. showing was An Inconvenient Truth. I'm actually surprised more people haven't heard about this film. It is a documentary by Al Gore, a former presidential candidate. Basically what it's about is, as many of you know, he has had a basically lifetime desire to educate people about environmental issues. And so this movie deals specifically with the problem of global warming. Since the time that Mr. Gore was told that he would not be the next president, he's been traveling around doing slideshow presentations around the world, educating people about the dangers of global warming, and providing, you know, scientific data to support, you know, the likelihood of the problems occurring in the very near future with the melting ice caps as a result of the global warming and the devastating effects that the melting of the polar ice caps would have on the country and the world, of course. The problem is that this movie is, I know, not going to hit the target audience that needs to see it. Like many good documentaries that are about sort of a hot issue, it immediately polarizes people, and either they want to go see it immediately, like I did, knowing that I'm going to support the ideas, I'm going to learn things about the topic, and you know, want to learn more about what I can do. Or on the opposite side, there are people who I have read that said, this is just a liberal documentary, it's all a bunch of hogwash, I don't need to go see that, global warming is not real, this is all just made up liberal bull to, you know, bring down the, you know, the government, to criticize the president, to criticize big oil, to criticize the automotive industry. And it's sad that an issue that affects the entire world on such a serious level would come down to politics. This is a movie that everyone needs to see. It's not as though he is just making crap up. I mean, this is a real occurrence that's going to happen unless this country, who's responsible for more than its share of the global warming problem, until, you know, people wise up and start changing their habits. I mean, one of the things that struck me was he showed a comparison of the miles per gallon requirements for vehicles in various countries, and many countries have very high standards. Well, actually not even high, just reasonable standards, whereas this country, it's very low. I mean, the fact that people can drive Hummers that get, you know, 12 miles to the gallon, and that's perfectly acceptable to some people, just baffles me. But yeah, so it's you know, the movie's upsetting to me, but because I just know that the people aren't gonna see it, and people really need to see it. I think the president needs to see it. I think all of his little people need to see it. Although I'm sure they know this stuff, they're just pretending they don't. I mean, nobody is that naive, to think that the way the people are treating the world is not going to have effects in the future, that we can just continue to burn fossil fuels at the rate we are, to not recycle and to not conserve electricity and not conserve water, and that everything is just going to be fine, because you know that's not true. And it makes me wonder how much things would have changed if Al Gore had actually been awarded the presidency. There's actually a couple of clips in the film showing the television coverage from the time of the 2000 election, and it made me a little sick to my stomach, because I haven't thought about that time period in a while, and how much that just affected me, just to know that, what could have been and what should have been just didn't happen, and as a country, I think we're suffering because of it. But yeah, so obviously I'm recommending this highly for Big Cat Paws and A Cat Tale. Go see it. You owe it to yourself to educate yourself about this issue. Tell other people to see it, especially people who may not be as environmentally conscious or as environmentally friendly as they could be. I mean, sort of the message at the end of the movie is basically like, if we all do little things, it'll add up in a big way. If we all try to be more fuel efficient with our car choices, if we take more public transportation, if we recycle, if we turn the lights off when we leave the house, don't leave the stereo on, if we're not using it, all of this stuff, if everybody did it, would add up and it would help. Although I don't know if that would solve the problem, it would definitely help the situation. And I think there just needs to be more, not just awareness, but more outrage over this before the powers that be are gonna do anything. I mean, that's all I have to say. Just see it. An Inconvenient Truth. Hopefully it'll be in your area soon. I know it's still in somewhat limited release, but as soon as it comes to your area, you should go see it. So after digesting that movie and having lunch, which we also digested, it was back to the theater for a second film for our double feature. It was a little lighter this time. The second film we saw was A Prairie Home Companion, which you may be familiar with the radio show A Prairie Home Companion, which airs on public radio. It's not really about that show, but it's about a show very similar to that show. But it's sort of fictionalized. The screenplay is by Garrison Keillor, who, stars sort of as himself, because he's the host of A Prairie Home Companion real radio show. So the premise of the show is that their radio show is ending. The radio station has been bought. The show is going to end. The building's going to be torn down. And so everyone's very sad because they've done this radio show for years and years, and this is their life. So as the show was being taped that night, they sort of, all the different characters, sort of reminisce and remember their experiences on the show and what it's meant to them. The cast in this is just great. There's a lot of really great actors. Meryl Streep is in this. Her sister in the show is played by Lily Tomlin. They're sort of like sort of a Carter family group, and they say they're the two that's left from that group. And Meryl Streep's daughter is played by Lindsay Lohan, who I know a lot of people have opinions about her, mostly not good. But I actually think she's a good actress, and she did very well in this part, I thought. And she sings in it, And her songs were the funniest to me. I don't know if you've seen the trailer for it, but I think that she did a really good job, and I really thought her songs were funny. There's also a singing duo of cowboys played by Woody Harrelson and John C. Reilly, and they're pretty funny. They have some really good songs as well. Other actors in this, Maya Rudolph from Saturday Night Live, Kevin Kline's in it, Virginia Madsen's in it. So it's really sort of a very ensemble film, and everyone does a really great job, I thought. I really enjoyed this movie. It was a lot of laughs, a lot of cute jokes, a lot of clever jokes, and like I said, the songs are pretty funny. And everyone sang really well, I thought. Even Meryl Streep, who I didn't know that she could sing, so I thought she did a good job as well. The only problem with this film was that since it was the second movie that we saw that day, it was about 2:40, where so the theater was way too crowded for my liking. And of course, the loudest laughing person in the entire theater was sitting directly behind me. She had more of a cackle than a laugh. And it's fine, you know, I want people to enjoy the film and laugh, but it was almost as though she had never seen a movie before. Because she laughed at things that weren't really that funny. It was like almost like she was anticipating that it might be funny, so she had to get herself ready because her laugh was so big. And then, like, she would start laughing and realize it wasn't funny and sort of retract the cackle. But, you know, the damage is already done at that point. But I was able to drown her out with pretty good success. And I didn't let her ruin the film. But in hindsight, I think we should have seen that film in the morning. And then saw the documentary later, because when we saw the documentary at 10:20, there were only us and four other people at the theater. Although that movie's been doing very well, so I'm not sure why it was so empty. But I also really enjoyed A Prairie Home Companion. I'm going to give it 3.5 cat paws. I think you should go see it. I think you'll really enjoy it. Although it has some sort of dark tone to it at some point, I think overall it's more of a entertaining movie, despite having, you know, some dark concepts about, you know, the end and death and loss and, you know, dreams being cut off, you know, because of the end of the show and all of that. But I thought it was an entertaining film. And if you're depressed about the world after you go and see An Inconvenient Truth, you should head over to A Prairie Home Companion. So, thanks for listening. That'll do it for today. Of course, you can email me at simbachicago@yahoo.com. I'm always happy to get comments, questions, and encouragement from all of my listeners. And you can visit the blog at simbasmom.com, where today you can read about my latest wedding anxiety dream. I'm sure there will only be more to come as we get through the next 104 days or whatever it is until the big day. So thanks for listening. Have a great day.